Hey, will you see my uniform next?
Yeah, well, interesting. Do you recall this conversation? Leonard, want to go halvesies on a steamer?
Yeah, no, Sheldon, we don't need a steamer.
Looks like that rumpled chicken's come home to roost.
Hi, here are the makeup sponges you asked for.
Oh, thanks. I thought I had more.
Damn, you've got more makeup than I do. You've got better makeup than I do. Yeah, I'm borrowing this.
Hey, this is my Comic-Con makeup. I love you, but there are some things a man doesn't share with his girlfriend.
That's a wise policy. I once borrowed my sister's makeup for a costume contest, got a terrible case of pink eye. Yeah, but luckily I was going as a zombie. I won second place.
I feel like you guys just went to Comic-Con.
That was San Diego Comic-Con. This is Bakersfield Comic-Con.
Is that better?
It's a lot smaller. It's more about the comic books, the way these conventions used to be before they went all Hollywood.
So to answer your question, no, it's not better.
Well, then why are you going?
It's a comic book convention. You know, it's like pizza or particle accelerators. Even the stinky one's still pretty good.
All right, well, you guys have fun. I guess I'll see you Sunday night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, hang on a second. Mm-hmm. Hold this.
What was that for?
To show people when they don't believe me.
State that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
You have booze with breakfast on a Tuesday, you got a problem. You do it on the weekend, you got brunch.
Sheldon doesn't believe in brunch. He can't stand being at a table where one person's having an omelet and another person's having a sandwich.
It's not exhausting at all.
Oh. It's Leonard. He says they're on the road and headed for Bakersfield at warp speed. Maybe it's the mimosa, but I'm gonna give the kid an LOL.
Cute how excited they are. You should have seen Howard sewing his costume all week for the convention.
When did Howard learn to sew?
When he was a little boy, every couple months he would have to let his mom's pants out.
I don't even understand why they go to these conventions.
I know. Four of them work at a major university. They're all super smart. How can they still be into something made for 12-year-olds?
I don't mind it. I think Howie's just in touch with his inner child. Although when he comes to bed in his Batman pajamas, sometimes it feels like I'm touching his inner child.
It's probably because they were bullied growing up. In a world where you can't fight back, superheroes provide meaningful wish fulfillment.
Now I feel bad for picking on all those kids. Although, in my defense, if Danny Biffle didn't want to eat a mouthful of dirt, he shouldn't have shown up to school wearing a bow tie.
I've never even read a comic book, you guys?
No.
I mean, it's such an important part of their lives. Maybe we should try reading some.
Seriously?
The comic book store isn't far from here.
That is an amazing idea. Okay, how many of these have I had?
I think you should turn on the GPS.
It is on.
Yeah, but the turn-by-turn voice option isn't on. You know, I know I'd feel more safe if you'd turn on the turn-by-turn voice option. I love the turn-by-turn voice option.
Has it really only been 10 miles?
I'm turning it on, but just to shut you up.
Leonard, bear left and continue on Interstate 210.
Ooh, sounds like that fellow knows what he's talking about. I'll put on my listening ears if I were you.
What did you do?
I found a hack online. I was able to upload MP3 recordings of my voice to your GPS.
That is so cool.
Counterpoint, no, it's not.
Continue on Interstate 210 for 5 miles. Here's an interesting fact about interstates.
Really?
Shh. He said it's interesting.
Interstates are numbered as follows. Even-numbered routes run east and west. Odd-numbered routes run north and south. Three-digit route numbers indicate bypasses or spurs.
Look, Leonard, there's a bridge. Drive off it.
You know, we're not that far from Vasquez Rocks.
Oh, they shot a lot of Star Trek episodes out there.
We got our costumes in the trunk. We could go there and have a little photo shoot.
Great idea. I haven't had a carbohydrate in 2 weeks. These cheekbones need to be in front of a camera before I eat a pretzel and they're gone.
Yeah, it sounds fun. Oh, smashing. Now, Leonard, do you know how to get there?
No.
Yeah, well, luckily, someone in the car does.
Recalculating. While we're waiting, do you know which president signed the Interstate Highway System Act into law? The answer, coming up in 14 miles.
None of you will get it. It's Eisenhower.
Who cares? Just soak it in. Hello, boys.
Oh, hey. Can you please stop staring? They're just girls. It's nothing you haven't seen in movies or in drawings.
Hey, Stuart.
What brings you guys here?
We're looking for a recommendation about comic books.
Oh, well, I recommend you don't open a store and sell them.
No, we were just wondering why the guys like this stuff so much, so we thought we'd give it a try.
Oh, okay. What do you think you might be into? Superhero, fantasy, graphic novels, manga? I swear I will turn a hose on you.
What kind of comics do the guys like?
A little bit of everything. Mostly superhero stuff.
All right, well, who's the best superhero?
I can't ask a question like that in here. Are you trying to start a rumble?
What do you recommend?
Well, let's see. You've got your basic clean-cut good guys, Superman, Spider-Man, Captain America. Then you have your darker anti-heroes, your Batman, your Wolverine, Punisher.
Ooh, I do love a bad boy.
As evidenced by your boyfriend and his fear of hamsters.
If I were you, I'd go for Fables number one. The artwork is sophisticated, it's intelligently written, and it doesn't objectify or stereotype women.
Oh, Thor, he's hot.
Yeah, he kind of is.
And we're blending, and we're blending, and we're done.
I know Mr. Data isn't supposed to smile, but here it comes.
Come on, guys, let's do this.
Yeah, I'm sweating my bald cap off.
So what's our first pose gonna be?
I say we begin with a classic Star Trek fight scene.
I'll set the timer.
Sheldon, how is that a fight pose?
Mr. Data's weapon is his mind. I'm wielding it.
Phaser's on the Borg. Charlie's Angels.
Okay, what's next?
Now let's do some sexy glamour shots. I'll set the mood. Yeah, nice one. That's right.
Oh my God, Leonard, someone's stealing your car.
What? Hey, come back here.
Stealing is against the law.
I don't believe this.
Well, I'll call 911.
What? Oh, no! My phone is in my other pants!
Mine, too. So's mine. Anybody got any ideas?
Nope. The only thing left to do now is assign blame. Nice going.
What kind of a person steals another person's car in broad daylight?
What kind of a person leaves his keys in the car?
I thought we agreed this was all Kuthrapali's fault.
You're right. Nice going. Car.
What's wrong with people? Why don't they stop?
Maybe we're better off. You know, what if we were to get in a car with a crazy person?